The AFC Championship game kicks off at 6:40 p.m. Eastern Time in Kansas City. The visiting Patriots are 11-5 on the regular season. Of course, have a playoff win. Homestanding Chiefs, they're 12-4 with a playoff win. But the first thing we've got to talk about concerning this game is the weather. Both teams are outside teams, meaning they play outside, and they're used to less than ideal conditions a large part of the season. However, depending upon where and when an Arctic blast decides to settle over the Midwest this weekend, we're going to be looking at game-time air temperatures in the teens or even below zero. And we haven't even gotten into the wind chill effect. Now, local forecasters in Kansas City saying this could be the coldest game in the history of Arrowhead Stadium that opened back in 1972. And that's saying something, because if you've ever spent any time in Kansas City, you know it can get frigid during the winter out there. And for me, Mike, this brings back memories of the old Freezer Bowl championship game in the early 80s back in Cincinnati.
Yeah, and you know me, Coach, I'm a weather nut, and I don't like cold weather, but I love watching weather and the effects it has on football games. And let's take a look at some of the coldest championship games. You had the Freezer Bowl 1982, Bengals and Chargers. It's called the coldest game in NFL history. A low-pressure storm off Canada's Hudson Bay read the temperature at -9, but the wind chill made it -38. And then you had the Ice Bowl, Bart Starr and the Packers, 1967. 50,000 fans were there. It ended up being 13 degrees below zero. And I don't know what the wind chill was back then, but you know it was frigid. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you had the NFC Championship game back in 08. The temperature was -4. It was the Packers and Giants. Eli Manning and the Giants, they advanced to the Super Bowl and upset the Packers. But, you know, with an upset of the Packers on that frozen field at Lambeau. And then the Giants denied the Patriots that Super Bowl title when the Patriots were going for undefeated.
Listen, back in the mid-90s when I was coaching up in Chicago, we played some games in some cold weather up there. It totally changes everything. I've never played, obviously, in that type of weather. I think maybe the high 30s is the coldest I've ever had a uniform on when you had to play. But coaching, yeah, I've played in some of those wind chill below zeros and single digit, and it is not pleasurable. Let's just say that. And I could, if this wasn't a family show, I could use a few more adjectives to describe it. We won't go there. But, hey, regardless of the elements, our location, New England, is in the AFC Championship game for a record 8th straight year. The Chiefs, they're in the title game for the first time since 1993. Joe Montana was the quarterback. Marcus Allen was the running back. I still can see Montana being taken out of the locker room on that stretcher and put in the ambulance after he suffered that concussion up there in Buffalo. Now, yes, well, when was the last time Kansas City was in the Super Bowl? Well, they actually played in the first Super Bowl against Green Bay out in the L.A. Coliseum, but they did win Super Bowl IV, I believe it was, after the 1969 season. And, of course, that game was played in January of 70. I remember watching it on television. They destroyed the Vikings, who everyone thought would just annihilate the Chiefs. Lynn Dawson at quarterback, Otis Taylor at wide receiver. You had Mike Garrett at running back, and then you had Buck Buchanan and Bobby Bell, Jimmy Robertson in the secondary. Just a great Chiefs team.
That was a great team, and it's been 49 years since they've been to the Super Bowl. Hard to believe. 14 years since Andy Reid led his Eagles to the Super Bowl against New England. In this game, Coach, the Chiefs are favored by 3. We know New England is the dynasty, and they've got all the hardware. But the Chiefs are favored by 3 because of home field advantage. The total right now is anywhere from 54 to around 55.
You know, some question the decision to trade Alex Smith and go with Patrick Mahomes, but Andy Reid has sort of come out looking like a genius on this one, because Mahomes has had a record year, and the Chiefs, they lit up the Colts last week to get to this game. But Belichick and Brady, hey, some thought their reign was over early on in the season. This is the year they're not going to make it. But no, they come back, and they proved with that performance against the Chargers last week that, you know, until they get beat, they're still the team to beat. As I always like to say, if you want to be the man, you got to beat the man.
Yeah, they're playing for a spot for their ninth Super Bowl in a 19-year span. Unprecedented. Players have come and gone, many of them. But the two constants, Brady and Belichick, those are the two constants. And that formula and that process that Belichick has, they've been here so many times, they understand that the postseason is so different from the regular season.
Yeah, and they play it different. I mean, they're 8-3 in the last 11 AFC title games. But as we mentioned earlier, this game is in Arrowhead. You know, the Chiefs like playing there, although they did suffer a 6-game losing streak at home this year. But New England is 0-3, their last three on the road in the AFC Championship game. Lost to Denver in 13 and 15 and lost at Indy in 2006.
Right, they're unbeatable at Gillette in Foxborough, but on the road, they are beatable. Those are all true, and they have to be factored in when I handicap this game. In addition to the Pats' road record, they've only covered two of their last AFC Championship games, so they're not covering the number great. But for me, I'm going to go with experience of the Patriots. They've covered 8 of their last 11 playoff games. Their last 57 games, whether on the road or at home, they're 40-17 against the number. It's not a huge play, but I'm going to take the points.
Mike, you and I, we look at games differently just because of our backgrounds, and I don't know if you read the same articles I do, but have you heard some of the scuttlebutt coming out of New England? The Patriots are kind of taking this game as like they're coming in with it with a chip on their shoulder. Several of the players have basically said, hey, you don't think we can win? Go ahead and bet against us.
Oh, yeah. And look, that's where the master motivators come in. You go to look at college, you've got the top two coaches have to be Dabo and Saban, and they're master motivators. They dominate college football, but yet those coaches find some way to find bulletin board material and find an angle to say, hey, we're going to prove the world wrong. And that's what Belichick does. And you wouldn't know it by his press conferences because he's not the most personable guy. That's an understatement. But he does motivate his players. And not only that, he's built that culture for so long that the players police themselves.
Mike, should be two great games. We're going to decide who our finalists are to meet over here in Atlanta in Super Bowl 53. But, of course, and we'll be breaking that game down probably ad nauseum as we usually do around that time of year, because it's the only game that we have to look at. We'll look at every single angle we can. But we'll have you back on Monday or Tuesday, which is going to work for you to get back on to recap these two games next week.
I'll talk to you Sunday about that. I don't know yet, but the thing about the Super Bowl that I like the most is all the prop bets, and I'll have a report so we can go over it with the listeners, and that's a fun way to watch the game. In addition to seeing what new commercials come out, for those that don't follow the NFL that closely, you can play some small prop bets and have interest throughout the game.
Hey, Mike, I haven't told you this, and it slipped my mind, but, you sent me a list of prop bets back for the national championship game. And just along with a couple of friends, we didn't wager any money or anything like that, but we just kind of made about 5 or 6 choices on the different prop bets. And it was fun, as you said, watching the game and keeping up with those. Like, okay, man, who's going to get that first penalty? Who's going to jump off sides? That type of stuff. And those prop bets, again, I, from what I understand from you, you can't make a whole lot of money off of them. But at the same time, they are fun to play along with.
Yeah, they are. And when we previewed that game, you and I gave out 3 prop bets to the listeners, and they all 3 won. But hey, it's not. One of them was Clemson would call the first time out. You just got to – so they're just fun bets to play. And out in Vegas, most players can only play up to $500. Mm-hmm. Some bigger players are allowed to play more. But, again, it makes the game more interesting.
All right, Mike Benard from OTM Sports out in Las Vegas with us here on Inside the Numbers. It's going to wrap it up for this edition of Inside the Numbers. But we'll be back right after this quick break. GameDaySportsRadio.com.